it's Arthur and Charlie Chimbley again, continuing on with our rollicking ride of Cockney Scallywag Show Tunes.
And this week, we've been to the Olympics.
That's right.
Which this year included some rather controversial new events.
And left out some important historic ones too.
And some seminal traditions.
Do you mean, Arthur, doing athletics in your birthday suit like the ancient Greeks did, with your crown jewels just jangling about for all and sundry to have a butcher's?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty seminal, yeah.
Speaking of seminal traditions, did you hear about that pole vaulter at this Olympics?
What was his name?
Jean Thomas.
Which translates to... John Thomas!
Oh, Arthur, Polly!
I'm not the one with the dirty mind here. You're the one who said Jean Thomas in the first place.
That is the very thing he knocked the bar off with. His one-eyed trouser snake.
You mean his wife's best friend?
No, you get disqualified if you took your wife's best friend up there. It's a one-man event.
Well, his wife's best friend became his worst enemy because John Thomas ruined his best friend's Olympic dream.
Yeah. It just turned into his wet dream.
And he did have some stiff competition.
Oh, Arthur, speaking of stiff competition, let's play that song that covers this rather sensitive Olympic issue.
With a slip of silicon.
I think you'll find it's vinyl, Arthur.
Oh, yeah, because it's a record.
Olympic record?
We played this record last week, but in honour of the event of which we speak, I think we need to play it again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy. It's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons. You can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock and you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, what a frightfully witty song.
Oh, well, Charlie, I think it's John Thomas' own fault that he lost because he took his crown jewels up there with him.
Well, that's all very well, but it's a fallacy. Arthur.
What's a fallacy?
That you can leave your crown jewels behind. You have to take them with you. I mean, they're not detachable, are they?
Are you saying it's a physical impossibility?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of physical impossibilities, I don't think they include enough events in the Olympics for poor chimbley sweep gutter snipes like us.
Yeah, like broomstick pole vaulting.
And chimbley sweep roof hopping.
Well, the French already have that. They call it parkour.
Yeah, but it's not in the Olympics, is it?
Well, it should be. I mean, like the coal and spoon race should be.
Or the coal sack race.
Or chimbley climbing. Or relay pickpocketing.
Or for those who can't swim, a flotation event, like the one that was adapted for the Thames conditions in London. It involved floating on the E. coli of the Thames. It was called the E. coli Lolo.
That was a foul but fun event.
It was invented by Fagan, you know, and is sometimes therefore called the Fee Coli. Yeah.
Well, I think we should bring back the E. coli lily pad lilo whatever race.
Yeah, yeah, and not to be confused, of course, with the E. coli.
Yeah, but that's not much use. E. coli, that would just disintegrate in water.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure they did bring back the E. coli Lilo race in Paris this year.
That's right. They added on the Seine. Everyone got sick, remember?
Yeah, you were in bed for a week.
I was so sick, I felt insane.
Oh.
Since we're talking about the Seine, we can talk about French gutter snipes and French gutter snipe music.
Let's hear it then from the very best French gutter snipe herself, the little sparrow, Edith Piaf.
Oh, lovely.
Le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. c'est payé, balayé, oublié. Je me fous du passé avec mes souvenirs. J'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs. Je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien.
Nothing. I think we need to mention breakdancing.
Oh no, let's not go there, Arthur.
No, I just want to say I'm a bit peeved, just a little bit peeved, because I think breakdancing is a true, honest to goodness, gutter snub event. But
yeah,
I hear on the grapevine, they're going to replace it with a posh top event, a posh toff event. Upper class twit of the year.
Oh no, Arthur, nonsense.
Good afternoon and welcome to Brandley Park. And you join us just as the competitors are running out onto the field on this lovely winter's afternoon with the going firm underfoot and very little sign of rain. And it looks as though we're in for a splendid afternoon sport on this, the 127th Upper Class Twit of the Year show. And there's a big crowd here today to see these prize idiots in action. Vivian Smith by Smith. He's in the Grenadier Guards and he can count up to four. Simon Zinc Trumpet Harris. He's an old Etonian and married to a very attractive table lamp. Nigel Incubator Jones. His best friend is a tree and in his spare time he's a stockbroker. Gervaise Brooke Hamster. He's in the wine trade and his father uses him as a waste paper basket. And finally, Oliver St. John Mollusk. Another old Etonian. His father was a cabinet minister and his mother won the derby and he's thought by many to be this year's outstanding twit. And now the twits are moving up to the starting line and any moment now they'll be under starter's orders. I'm afraid they're facing the wrong way at the moment, but the starter will soon sort this out. And any moment now, we're going to have the big off. This is always a tense moment. And they're off! No, they're not. No, they didn't realise that they had to start with the gun. Well, never mind, I think the starter's explained to them now. Yes, several of them are getting the point. And ready again, and off again! This time, yes, a really fast start. And it's Vivian going straight to the lead. Oliver's running rather wide to the right. Where's he gone? There he is. And to the left, and he'll soon pick up the line. Yes, there we are, and into the first event, which is walking along the straight lines. The twits have to walk along these lines without falling over. This is Oliver's worst event. He's having a little trouble at the back. Simon's coming through fast. Nigel's coming through. Vivian's doing well, and Oliver's over. Oliver's over at the back. Never mind. He'll get up and have another go. He's a great fighter, this lad. He's having that. Oh, dear. Never mind. Well, we're coming to the second event now, which is the matchbox jump. Two layers of matchboxes for the twits to clear. Nigel's over, and Simon over's a wonderful jump. And Vivian has refused. And now it's kicking the beggar. And Nigel to put the brogue in there. Oh, beautifully placed. And another winner, a third. And the beggar is down, and the crowd really love that. And here we are, it's Oliver. He hasn't cleared the jump yet. He's having a little trouble with the old brain problem. Oh, if only his father could understand. Go now. It's running over the old lady. It's Simon in the lead. And he's got it beautifully right in the midriff. Accelerating forward now. Oh, we're back to Oliver. Oh, he's a magnificent, this man. He doesn't know when he's beaten. He doesn't know when he's winning either. He has no sort of sensory apparatus known to man. Bad luck, Oliver. And now it's waking the neighbour. Simon's there in the front of the field, and he's slamming that door, and he's broken the waiver. Simon's through clean into first place. And the crowd are really excited at this moment. And now it's shooting the rabbits. These rabbits have been carefully staked out to the ground so they can't move around too much, as this is only a one-day event. There's a bit of mist there, which I think is causing the twits a bit of trouble. And Gervaise is using the butt of his rifle, and Vivian's going in with a fist, and Gervaise is first away, and
over. What a great twit. And now it's taking the bras off the debutantes from the back. This is a particularly difficult event for most of the twits. One of the ones that takes the most time on this extremely exacting course. And the crowd are getting excited. And I think some of the twits are getting rather excited too. And it's Simon. It's Simon into the lead, closely followed by Nigel. And it's the final event now. They have to shoot themselves to become upper class twit of the year. Simon can't get the bra off his finger. It's Nigel there. Nigel misses. Simon misses. Nigel misses again. And Gervais has shot himself. Gervais is upper class twit of the year. Vivian is there. He's not having any luck. Simon shoots. Simon has shot Vivian. Simon has shot Vivian into second place. And Simon shoots himself. Simon is third. And Nigel clubs himself into fourth place.
And so the final result, first and upper class twit of the year, Gervais Brookhamster of Kensington. Runner-up, Vivian Smith, Smythe Smith of Mayfair. And third, Simon Zinc Trumpet Harris of Kensington. Well, there'll certainly be some car door slamming in the streets of Kensington tonight.
Oh, that's ridiculous. If they're gonna replace breakdancing with anything, it should be sexy pole vault dancing, as made infamous by the very John Thomas himself.
John Thomas, you mean? You don't you?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That's so right. Speaking of the correct pronunciation
yes,
names,
that's right.
There were a few goodies in that last game.
Yeah.
Yeah, such as Simon Zinc Trumpet Harris.
Yes, and Gervais Brookhamster.
Oliver Stingin Mullis.
And Vivian Smith Smythe Smith. Cool, Arthur. You think their upper class twit is any relation to his lordship, Master Tony Smythe?
Shh, Sir Tony Smythe is not an upper class twit.
Well, why is he a lord and master then?
Speaking of masters, yes. Here's a French song in English about masters. The Master of the House.
Yes,
a song
good.
By a very, very amusing performer, Mr. Matt Lucas.
Yes, very good.
My band of soaks, my den of dissolutes, my dirty jokes, my always pissed as newts, my sons of whores spend their lives in my inn. Homing pigeons, homing in, they fly through my doors, and their money's good as yours. Welcome, monsieur. Sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, rooking the guests and cooking the books. Seldom do you see honest men like me, a gent of good intent, who's content to be master of the house, doling out the charm, ready with a handshake and an open palm. Tells a saucy tale, creates a little stir. Customers appreciate a bon vivre, glad to do a friend a favour. Doesn't cost me to be nice, but nothing gets you nothing. Everything has got a little price. Master of the house, keeper of the zoo, ready to relieve them of a sou or two. Ordering the wine, making up the weight, and picking up their knickknacks when they can't see straight. Everybody loves a landlord, everybody's bosom friend. I'll do whatever pleases Jesus, won't I bleed them in the end? Your valise is Jesus, we're not skin you to the bone. Oh, here's one. Enter, monsieur, lay down your load, unlace your boots, rest from the road. Whoa, this weighs a ton. Well, travel's a curse, but here we strive to lighten your purse. Here the goose is cooked, here the fat is fried, and nothing's overlooked until I'm satisfied. food beyond compare, food beyond belief. Mix it in a mincer and pretend it's beef. Kidney of a horse, liver of a cat. Filling up the sausages with this and that. Residents are more than welcome. Bridal suite is occupied. A reasonable charge is plus some little extras on the side. Here we go. Charging for the lice, extra for the mice. 2% for looking in the mirror twice. There a little slice, there a little cut. 3% for sleeping with the window shut. When it comes to fixing prices, there are lots of tricks he knows. How it all increases, all them bits and pieces. Jesus, it's amazing how it grows. What a sorry little lot.
I used to dream that I would meet a prince, but God Almighty, have you seen what's happened since? Master of the house isn't worth my spit. Comforter, philosopher, and lifelong shit. Cunning little brain. Regular Voltaire thinks he's quite a lover, but there's not much. What a cruel trick of nature, landed me with such a louse. God knows how I'm lasting, living with this bastard in the house.
Song, the mistress of the house was also very funny.
Hmm.
Do we know her name, Arthur?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a wonderful stage presence, that yes. One. Elizabeth.
Bessie. Sounds like Bessie.
Oh, yeah. Queen Bess?
No.
Queen Bess Bessie. First? Second?
Lizzie.
No?
Lizzie.
Lizzie. Oh, yeah. Lizzie Wofford.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yes, well. Yeah. We're at the end of the show now. You listeners can scarper off to the rest of the Paralympics.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to our special Olympics episode of Scallywag Show Tunes. I'm Arthur Chimbley.
And I'm the other half.
Half wit, you mean?
Oh, yeah, fam.
Oi, Charlie.
We are the Chimbley Brothers, Esquire, at your service. And we'd like to remind listeners that no little sparrows
or twits or one-eyed trouser snakes were harmed in the making of this episode of Scallywag Show Tunes.
No, but unfortunately a one-eyed trouser snake was harmed, Arthur. We saw it in all its glory, remember?
Yeah.
Poor Jean Thomas.
And is John Thomas.
Well, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Tires were a little worn, they were okay, I could have sworn. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied, I've got this.